Well, we are so glad we invited Fawn Larson here to join us today on a Live Music Friday on WKAR's Current States. Fawn describes herself as an Americana, alt-country, indie rock singer, and last night she performed at Mac's Bar in Lansing, and tonight you can see her and hear her at the Midtown Brewing Company in Lansing. We're really glad to have her here between her two Lansing gigs, and we'll talk with Fawn Larson shortly about her new CD, The Sway. You heard the title cut just a few minutes ago, and about other things going on in her life, but let's hear more music now. Here's Fawn Larson with Allons à Paris.
Allons à Paris, baby, you and me. We need a little getaway. We'll travel the seas, we'll go where we please. We'll do something new every day. And if they say we're just stupid Americans, we'll nod and pretend we don't understand. Allons à Paris, baby, you and me. We're gonna go our own way. We'll breakfast in the morning with the finest cuisine. We'll drink espresso all through the day. We'll follow the tourists to see all the scenes. We'll stop at every cafe. And if we drink too much red wine, we'll sleep on a park bench with the pigeons through the night. Allons à Paris, baby, you and me. We're gonna be just fine. Dawn, just to see the sights. We'll haggle for some bread with the money left that we didn't spend last night. And then we'll spend another perfect day just walking around the Champs-Élysées. You want to stay.
Fawn Larson live in Studio S here on Current State on WKAR. That was wonderful. Welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Ever been to Paris?
I have, yes, but I didn't write that song while I was there. I wrote that sitting in my kitchen wishing I could be in Paris.
Sitting in your kitchen in Lafayette, Louisiana?
Yep, that's right.
Correct. Yeah. What kind of music did you listen to growing up in Lafayette?
Ooh, well, a lot of Cajun music. That was a big part of the culture down there.
That was my next question. I mean, in Michigan, we say Louisiana, and we think, well, that's where Cajun music happens. But
yeah.
I mean, is it really? You grow up hearing Cajun music when you grow up in Louisiana.
I did.
It's on the radio and things.
Yeah, it's on the radio. I have vivid memories, especially on Sunday mornings. They had the Cajun music all morning on the local NPR affiliate, and that was great.
Of course.
I love it.
Not going to hear it on NPR. I mean, you're not going to hear it, right?
But yeah, my dad would wash his truck every weekend listening to it, and then we would go and, they had great festivals and crawfish, a festival for every occasion, really. So lots of music all the time.
And you're in Nashville now. That seems to be the place where young musicians have to go these days. Are you gigging there, recording there, what?
Yeah, a little bit of everything. I'm gigging as much as I can. It's really fun playing out there, and you meet great people, and it's a thriving scene, obviously. and doing some recording as well. I recorded my album in Louisiana, my full-length album that I'm promoting right now. But I am doing some recording on the side, just working. I do a little country writing. That's just the thing that everyone does, it seems like, there. And
you pitch your songs. In other words, is that it?
Yeah, I'm doing a little bit of that, trying to get into that, because I love writing. I don't call myself a country artist by any means, but I'm interested to see, to push my limits a bit and experiment with it and see what happens. It's fun.
You're here in a solo capacity today, but on your record, you play with a band. Let's hear a little bit of music from the album. It's more fully produced than what our listeners are hearing here today. Here's a bit of a song called Anything at All. What's it like listening back to that here, playing for us a solo acoustic guitar, and you hear yourself rocking out there?
It feels good. It makes me feel accomplished. You know, I feel proud to be here with you today, and it's also nostalgic thinking back on recording that song in Louisiana, and now I'm here.
You've been getting some of your music on movie soundtracks too, including a remake of Black Beauty that starred Luke Perry that just came out. Actually, how'd you get into that?
Well, I was lucky enough to have a friend down in Louisiana who's involved in the film industry, because they're calling Louisiana Hollywood South these days. I guess
we were calling Michigan Hollywood North, ironically enough, until recently. But continue Hollywood South. Yeah,
yeah. But I have a friend who's involved in the industry, and he just happened to know a producer, the producer for Black Beauty, and they needed some music. So he suggested, send your songs. You know, I sent all of the songs I could possibly send. And then sure enough, he gets back to me and he says, we want to use two of them. So I was thrilled. But yeah, that's out on Redbox now. And I just was able to watch it.
How exciting.
The week. Yeah, it was really strange.
We heard you sing a little bit in French in this last song, but you also sing a little in Spanish as well. Does singing in other languages bring something else to your music?
Yeah, definitely. And it also feels like a little coded, you know, maybe I can say certain things that, you know, I'm sure there are people out there who would understand, of course, but, you know, it feels like I'm writing in my secret language. I can say whatever I want, and maybe people won't really understand it. And but I end up writing, nothing that I wouldn't want people to understand anyway.
You have a really impressive website. Is that the best place to go if people want to check out your stuff?
Yeah, for sure.
FawnLarson.com. Yep. Very good. Fawn Larson, our Live Music Friday guest here on WKAR's Current State. Again, thanks to Fawn Larson. Fawn's going to play us out here today. Enjoy your visit here back in Lansing.
Okay,
and
thank you.
Thanks for carving out some time for us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And have a great weekend to all of our listeners. Fawn Larson on WKAR.